We're being joined now by two members of the Knoxville Boys tennis squad, Gabe Mathias and Andrew Orr. Guys, thanks for joining us. Talk to you after the Albia match on Thursday. And Gabe, I'll start with you. How are things going this year for the guys? Seems like you're rolling right through the conference pretty good.
Yeah, things are going great this year for the Knoxville Boys tennis team. We've got 3-9-0s and now an 8-1 in the conference with just Sheraton left next week.
And Andrew, talk about how you're doing this year. Playing looks like pretty well.
Yeah, I'm currently undefeated in conference. I've only lost one match. We're doing pretty well. We're doing really well in singles.
The day we're out here, kind of windy. Question for both of you: how does that affect the play? Because I know I watch a lot of the pro, and a lot of times when it's windy, they tend to have to retoss the ball and everything.
Well, yeah, wind can have a huge impact on every single player with the serve mainly. When you throw it up and that serve just goes to a whole different way, you got to just make it work and hit them in. Biggest thing with wind is just kind of play your game, hit your shots, and they don't really put too much power on the ball.
And Andrew, what about you? As far as the wind, how does that affect what you want to do?
For me, I mostly struggle when it's lobbed to me. So when it's hit really high up in the air, it usually goes with the wind, so it's hard to predict where it's going to land.
Coach Bell came in and told me preseason, you guys really are confident, especially about the conference, and have a lot of goals. What are some of your goals this year as we're kind of midway through the season right now?
My goals, personally, I'm hoping to go out there conference day and come out first in singles. And then with districts, I'm hoping to place top two and go to state in Waterloo.
Andrew, what about you? Some of your goals.
For me, at conference, me and my doubles partner, we want to go and get first for conference. And for districts, we would like to place top two and try to go to state.
Now, for both of you, how good is that going to be? Your districts are going to be right here in Knoxville at the Tonda Tennis Courts. Don't have to ride a bus. Just basically walk across the street and you're at the match.
Yeah, I mean, that is super nice having districts at home and having that home court advantage for sure. But we do have a good amount of teams here, and there are some good players from other teams for sure.
Andrew, what about you? Playing at home, on these, really nice courts, having that home court advantage.
It kind of helps me to help with my nerves, to not be away from home, away from the home court and my family who always come to cheer for me. So it helps to just calm my nerves when I'm playing.
And got to ask, last year we weren't doing anything. How cool is it to be back playing actually competitive tennis and doing what you love to do, Andrew?
It's the best. Last year it was pretty rough not having a tennis season, but now that we're back, it's just great, especially when we're doing well.
Gabe, what about you? Especially, all the goals you have.
Just like how Andrew said, it feels great to be back, and we couldn't be happier to just be out here playing on the courts.
And, it's kind of a, nice thing to have, a lot of these seniors. But, yeah, you're also got some younger guys, too. As far as you, Gabe, the senior, what are you doing to kind of, shepherd these guys along so that when they're ready, when you're not here next year?
I mean, a big thing in practice is just kind of, talking to them, give them tips every so often and hitting them with them and just playing with those guys, and they will eventually get their way up there to where we are.
Now, what have you done in the offseason? I know Coach Bell said you did a lot of playing in the offseason.
In the offseason, I was doing academy up in Thrive Tennis Academy up in Clive, Iowa, and then doing USTA tennis tournaments around Iowa, and yeah.
Always kind of ask, and I'll ask this to both of you, if you do have kind of a favorite professional player you kind of watch when you watch professional tennis on TV.
Mine personally is Rafael Nadal for the reason that we share the same birthday.
Okay, well, that's good enough. Andrew, what about you?
Mine is also Rafael Nadal, but it's because he's the best southpaw, and I really enjoy watching him hit his serves really, really well, especially as a lefty. It's just nice to watch.
All right, guys, best of luck the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.